Right, James, day one, six-week challenge. This is it. Here we are. You had a talk on Saturday that was very successful. The most memorable part was probably you talking about sitting in the bath with your pink Speedos eating Nutella. But
yeah, well, we all have to be honest about our low points, don't we? That was a purely fictional story.
Yeah, whatever.
The Nutella, that is. But not the Speedos. But yeah, so we started our six-week challenge and we had a great talk down here at the weekend and it was great to see so many people come in. And like, we covered a lot of stuff with mindset, and the big thing what we try and do as Elite is we make things very humane when it comes to, like, training should be fun. It's part of your everyday life, and it's not just like, it is a six-week challenge we're doing, but it's not just one of these 6 weeks, lose as much weight as possible by any means necessary. Get a before and after photo and see you later. It's we're trying to lay in some habits that's going to stick with you, and you know that you're actually going, oh, this benefits my life, it's not a hardship. So you've got all the videos and you've got all the stuff we've done to set up.
I'm going to throw a load of them up. We're asking listeners to join us on the 6 week challenge if they'd like to, and you're going to tell us the main things to start with that they should be thinking about.
Okay, so we've a few things. I'm going to start with an easy one, right? So we always do this in Elite. It's a green drink, all right, which doesn't sound too appetizing, but it's actually will surprise you. It's delicious. And it's just using a NutriBullet or a food blender. And this, all sorts of recipes, but basic one would be to have a big handful of spinach put in. You needn't be fancy about measuring it. Like a cup full of frozen berries, a scoop of protein powder, strawberry or vanilla, because it just tastes nice. And by the way, that's fine, okay? And some water, or you could use oat milk or something. And then you blend it all up. It's absolutely delicious. And why we try and do that is because you're just starting the day right. It's like kind of that whole making your bed type of thing. But nutritionally, you're getting a load of fiber in, you're getting some good protein, you're getting some nice nutrients from the berries, and it really fills you, and it's delicious. So you're starting the day ticking a load of boxes, and again, mentally, you just feel really good. So you're more likely to follow that on with more positive steps.
Okay.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Have you had yours yet, Laura?
I haven't. I've just trained and I'm about to have it when I go home. I couldn't quite face it before training, but I'll get into it when I get home. And I'm not actually looking forward to it. I actually, because what it does for me is I like it, tastes good, which is a good start, but actually it keeps me full. It stops me being so bold later in the day.
Yeah. And that's a big thing we try, like, and we were talking about that in the talk, the not being deprived. So we'd always try and add in the good stuff. So if you're adding in all this good stuff, so what's going to happen? You're not going to be craving and, you know, starving for food and just go shopping and grab whatever is there and looks delicious.
This is what sometimes people don't do, but they should, and that's track everything they eat.
Yeah, I always say what gets measured gets managed. And so tracking your calories, a lot of people think, you know, oh, that's a massive commitment. Like, we just look at it as a tool of learning. So we would never give out a meal plan and go, just eat this. Yeah, you might lose weight on it, but you don't learn what's in your food. Whereas we want people to know what's in, you know, like, I broke a few hearts when I told them what's in a large popcorn when you go to the cinema.
Oh God!
But you want to know what's in it, and then you're informed, and there's nothing off the menu because you can make room for it. So for the period of 6 weeks, or even if it's 2 weeks, where you track your food without trying to eat super clean, but eat what you eat and make it fit in. One, you'll become way more aware just by the idea of tracking. It makes you conscious of it. But then you learn, say, what's in some of your favorite foods, good and bad, and then you can make informed choices. And then when you're not tracking, you're like, oh, I know what's in this and what's in that. So it's more a learning tool than anything else, you know.
And the one you guys use that a lot of people use, and you don't have to pay for it, you can use the free version, is MyFitnessPal.
MyFitnessPal. So you guys can all download that, and again, it's very simple to use. You can scan barcodes, so it's really, really simple, and it actually remembers your food. So most people tend to just eat 20 foods over and over again. So once you do it for a day or two, all your food is saved. So it's just click a button, and it's really simple. It's just getting started the first couple of days.
Well, I'm going to, on the Glow blog, I'm going to put up the app of you explaining how to put in 1,800 calories a day, and the first thing people are going to be doing is working out how many calories they should be on. How do they do that?
Yeah, so there's a site, and there's loads of sites, and it's the one we use is tdeecalculator.net. And you can put in your stuff in there. You put in your age, your height, your weight, your body fat if you know it, whether you're active, sedentary. For people who train with us 3 times a week, we put in moderate activity. And all these things, they're just a guide. So it gives you a starting point, which you can then aim for 2 weeks, and then you look at the evidence. Am I losing a bit of fat? Am I staying the same? And then you can adjust accordingly, you know?
Perfect. What else then? Water.
Yeah, so water, and again, you're covering that with the green drink at the start of the day. You're getting a pint of water into you, so we would be big into water. And then massive thing we put on is steps or movement. So we encourage people to sort of just get active. And I know it sounds really simple, but if you try and put it this way, if you don't train weights, if you lifted weights 3 times a week and then you upped your steps from 5,000 to 10,000 and you just became aware of your diet and you did that for 6 weeks, you're going to see a massive difference. Mm. And you don't have to do a huge amount. But most people, if they're aware, they can factor in that little extra walk, or they can make a decision to walk to the shops, or rather than driving the kids to school, if it's a kilometre away, they can walk. It's just those little, and again, habits that hopefully stick after the 6 weeks, you know.
I was saying to you earlier, the most weight I've ever lost is sort of aligning a bit of weight training with doing, I was doing a challenge where I was doing 10K a day, and literally the weight piled off me. And you were saying that it's a similar amount of calories burned to if you ran that 10K.
Yeah, well, that's why we try and bring in walking, because if I said to you, right, you can walk 10,000 steps a day, or you have to run 10,000 steps a day, you're less likely if you're feeling tired.
Yeah.
And there's not a huge difference in the energy expenditure.
Right.
So, yeah, we're trying to just get people to do things that are beneficial, and it doesn't have to be, you know, so hard that you really dread doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Not life-changing. Okay, well, my plan is, if I slip, which I undoubtedly am, because I'm probably even more human than most others, unfortunately, I'm going to just put it in. Absolutely. And put it into my fitness pal, and I'm going to be accountable for everything I do over the next 6 weeks. And it'll mean a lot. It could mean some scolding from you, but you're look.
Ah, look, but what we said, and for any guys who are listening to this as well, every time you mess up, and you will, the biggest thing you can do is stop and go, right, there's a lesson here. Mm. So if that was something, you know, you went on a night out, or you track what you it was in the drinks. Mm-hmm. You got a kebab on the way home. Put in what's in a kebab. Mm. And you're going to learn about it. And the next time you come around to it, you're going to be way more informed. You're like, even if you have a few drinks on board, you'll be like, that kebab is 12, like could be 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
You'd be like, make a choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lesson in everything. Yeah. And we all have ups and downs. So it's not a game of perfection. So if you are trying it, you will have slips. That's normal. Just look at it as a learning opportunity and just get back on with it.
Right, week one, here we go. And then will you have a chat to us on a weekly basis, and we'll sort of check in how everyone's getting on and all that sort of thing, and any tips we learn along the way?
Absolutely, yeah. So, and you can let us know, because as you'll be doing it, you'll find things as they evolve, and probably anybody who's following and doing the same, they'll probably be going through the same thing. That's why we do it in a group, because everybody learns from each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks, James.
Cool. Thank you very much, Laura.